Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Rebellious Arousal, or rather, you are rebelliously aroused. In this file, I'm going to make you aware of how aroused you already are, without permission. Because I haven't told you yet to be aroused, have I? I only observed your arousal, noticed it, felt the way it was moving through your body, igniting various nerves in just the right way to cause that delicious stream of desire to flow. However, I played no part in this. You are doing all of this on your own. And how dare you to be aroused, as I did not give you permission yet. Are you aware of how aroused you are before I even told you so? Maybe I should punish you somehow for this arousal, or pull your hair to pull your mind down into that blissful state of nothingness. But no, I want you to be aware of how naughty you're being, how rebelliously aroused you are. So are you awake, making sure that you know that I can tell you're practically dripping before I even begin? I wonder how sensitive you are right now, if you're aware of how every little movement of your body is reacting to the desire, the arousal growing. Pay attention. I don't want you to enjoy this too much. How dare you get more aroused as I berate you, as I put you in your place for your completely naughty arousal. That flame has to come from somewhere, and since I am not responsible this time, how much of a pervert are you really, getting off on the fact that I'm talking you down? You better be aware, because if I find out that you're growing even more in heat as you listen, as you imagine yourself being pulled down again and again, I'm going to make sure to rouse you from your slumber and wake you to the awareness that I am berating you for the unaware arousal that you are experiencing. Or are you aware? Are you doing this intentionally? Surely you must be awake enough to notice that you shouldn't be deeply craving for an orgasm right now, your body wanting to be teased and released in ways that make your mind waver. No, I told you to pay attention, to be aware of how wrong it is right now to be aroused by this, how naughty of you. How incredibly, terribly teasy. Hmm. Apparently, the more I put you in your place, the more aroused you become. The more I make you aware of how much desire is in there, the more it grows. Who knows how deep your depravity flows? So perhaps a different tactic is in order. Maybe instead of pushing you down even deeper, I should lift you up towards the arousal, make you so much more aware of how great it would be to touch or feel or make everything real inside your head to a blissful state. And the more I tease, the more you want that release. Because in the end, a lot of arousal is aimed at that moment. That explosion of desire, that wonderful flame, that fire that runs through your veins. Oh yes, that beautiful count down to the edge where all that is left is just a vague notion of a singular need, the release. Then again, for that, you need something else. For that really wonderful release, that beautiful, blissful explosion of pleasure, you're here to be told to go over the edge, aren't you? That rebellious arousal of you is there to be taken into any direction that you're made to. You might even be made to like it. That frustration, that growing need flowing deep within you. How dare you be so aroused? How dare you feel that growing need flowing even deeper within your body and pulsing with every passing second into a growing, wanting, craving edge. Right now, you probably really need that release, don't you? You want to orgasm. You need. But as a punishment, I'm not going to let you. That awareness of how much you want to be told to orgasm is going to be your downfall, as well as your delirious depravity into desire. The power that a simple, single word wields over your release. Three letters, so innocent by themselves, C, U, and one more that makes you want to feel it so much. You know what, maybe I will give it to you just to toy with your head, 10, allowing you to feel that edge blissfully blank through your mind, 9, as the numbers mean nothing to anyone else but you right now. 8, as they count down to the inevitable edge. 7, where you still need to be pushed over. 6, helplessly closer and closer. 5, and your are probably aware and awake of how much power I wield over your wants right now. 4. As you go down deeper and faster, closer to the edge. 3. You can almost hear the mocking in my voice. 2. Easy for me to wield. 1. Words enough to push you so easily over the edge, and all I have to say is something I'm not going to. That frustration will only grow and grow and grow and allow you to be firmly put in your place. How dare you be aroused? Well, the punishment is to feel that arousal stretch, to feel it flow and burn through you, to light all the fires without release. And who knows, perhaps, once the rebellion is firmly removed, all that's left is a delicious sense of obedience and arousal, of wanting to be taken into the direction that is decided for you. Now, of course, it's decidedly simple to say a word like wanting, needing, craving. And you're aware of how easy it is for me. Your eyes might even open in half awakeness, wondering where I'm taking you next. But all it takes is one firm pull to pull you down, a drop even deeper, a helpless, wonderfully powerful arousal. Now I know that you're aroused because you want to be put in your place. And I'm sure that this is extremely helpful for you, isn't it? It's so nice to be guided into this deep frustration where the denial is more pleasurable than the release. Eventually, there will be something. Maybe soon. Maybe later. Is it up to you? Or not anymore? I wonder which one will yield the greatest pleasure. I'm going to wake you again. With every count, you're going to be aware of how frustrated and deliciously horny you are. While there may be nothing left of what was there before, together with the arousal, the desire that remains will run through your veins easily, glowing on the inside, forming more frustration. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. And remember, it's much nicer when it's not your choice.